Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are we about to say goodbye to the Cruiserweight title? Plus, Beth Phoenix is leaving NXT and WWE is on the hunt for non-indie darlings. For Friday, December the 3rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Cruiserweight division, by definition, is meant to divide.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. Joe, listen, anybody that knows me understands that I fear no one. And I don't care about you, and I don't care about any damn weight limit. What I do know is my next money match is standing right here. So Bivens, let's make this happen so I can embarrass this dork.
Well, you heard the champ, and what he wants, he gets. But don't worry, Joe, I'm gonna cross all the T's, I'm gonna dot all the I's, and I'm gonna make sure that this contract is signed, sealed, and delivered, because December 5th at War Games, Roderick Strong is gonna beat you like a Lil Jon track. Yeah!
Those words from Joe Gacy on NXT the other night could spell the end of the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. So on Wrestling Observer Radio, as we get ready for this Sunday with Joe Gacy challenging Roderick Strong for the Cruiserweight title, Dave Meltzer noted that he had heard plans for WWE to ditch the championship altogether. Now, this may lead into, as Joe Gacy has mentioned on NXT, the introduction of an all-inclusive championship to replace it. But this does very much feel like the beginning of the end for the Cruiserweight title once again in WWE. They've had a real amorous, apathetic, ambivalent relationship with the Cruiserweight division in WWE, going all the way back to the 90s. I mean, even before that, there was a WWF Light Heavyweight Championship defended in Japan, but that's another story for another day. But the Light Heavyweight division in the late 90s sort of started with some high hopes, and then by 2001 had just quietly fizzled out during the WCW invasion. They made a big effort to bring it back as the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. It was won by Hornswoggle and never seen again. That was until 2016, where they made a real concerted effort to make the Cruiserweight division stand out. This was the Cruiserweight Classic tournament that saw wrestlers from around the world of a certain weight division competing in some real standout matches. And this led to not just the return of the Cruiserweight Championship, but its own TV show in 205 Live. It was rebranded as the NXT Cruiserweight title in 2019. And whilst 205 Live is still very much a thing, you have to believe the days are numbered for the show in that form. We've seen non-Cruiserweight competitors popping up more frequently on that program as well. So that plus Joe Gacy's plans to change the division altogether may mean that this Sunday at NXT War Games, it'll be the final time that we see the Cruiserweight Championship in WWE.
Congratulations, the newest member of the NXT commentary team. How was your night tonight?
My night was awesome. It was spent I got up very early to prepare, and I had a wonderful time coming here to NXT and kind of learning the ropes top to bottom. See what I did there, learning the ropes, But it was just such a great experience. Like, everybody was so helpful in helping me prepare for this new role, and I just had so much fun in the end, because when the red light came on and it came time to do commentary for the very first time here for NXT TV, it really provoked that, you know, passion and feeling that I got when I was a young wrestler, you know, starting off in the game and trying to make my way. And so I just really connect with that. And I was so excited to be able to be here and to kind of share that experience with everybody and be that excited fan in the seat watching NXT do what it does best.
Beth Phoenix is leaving NXT. She shared this on Twitter yesterday. Ahead of War Games, I wanted to share that this Sunday will be my final night in NXT. While I remain a part of WWE, I have made the choice to step away from the weekly broadcast booth to spend more time with my family. This was not an easy decision, as I have loved my 3+ years and 135 episodes with NXT, and I'm incredibly proud of the brand. I'll forever be grateful to Vic Joseph, Wade Barrett, Nigel McGuinness, Tom Phillips, Mauro Ranallo, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Michael Cole, and my entire NXT family, both in and out of the ring, for the amazing opportunity. NXT will always be a part of me, and Auntie Betty will always be a part of NXT. Leave the porch lights on for me. Lovely words from Beth Phoenix, who this Sunday will be stepping away from NXT. What is next? Well, she alludes there that she is not stepping away from WWE altogether. And this leads nicely into something that PW Insider reported just the other day, that there have been talks of involving Beth Phoenix on Monday Night Raw, as Edge has started a rivalry with The Miz. The Miz also bringing Maryse back into the fold for this story too. It lends itself to have Adam Copeland's wife, Beth Phoenix, involved in that story too. Beth Phoenix has hinted several times about wanting to get back into the ring as well. So maybe this departure from NXT could lead to a return to Monday nights.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
WWE have been on a drive lately to hire non-wrestlers to come and train at the Performance Center and learn the sports entertainment craft from the ground up, and that drive is about to get much bigger. So this is a press release from WWE. Following a historic new policy by the NCAA, effective July the 1st, 2021, which was ushered in the NIL era, allowing college athletes the ability to monetize their name, image, and likeness, WWE has constructed a comprehensive program to recruit and develop future superstars. Dubbed Next in Line, The NIL program aims to enhance the talent development process through collaborative partnerships with college athletes from diverse athletic backgrounds. Paul Levesque, Triple H, has commented saying, "The WWE NIL program has the potential to be transformational to our business by creating partnerships with elite athletes at all levels across a wide variety of college sports. We will dramatically expand our pool of talent and create a system that readies NCAA competitors for WWE once their collegiate careers come to a close." Now, this is actually a bigger piece of news than you may think on first sight, because this is WWE setting out for years to come their plan to hire non-wrestlers to join WWE. Gone are the days now that NXT would be used to hire some of the strongest independent wrestlers from around the world. And I'm not saying they'll never do that again. I think they will on the odd occasion, but that's certainly not the incentive nor the initiative now, as WWE, as we've seen with NXT 2.0, there is a wild push to bring in people with no wrestling background at all, but a capable sporting background, and build them as sports entertainers from the very beginning. And with WWE's Next in Line program taking their name, image, and likeness as they go, I feel like this is the start of something that will be transformative to the business. Impact Wrestling have announced the main event for their next pay-per-view, Hard to Kill, which is coming out of Dallas, Texas on January the 8th. Matt Cardona and W. Morrissey will challenge Moose for the Impact World title. So this match came about after Cardona pinned Moose in a tag team main event on Impact last night. Afterwards, Moose's partner W. Morrissey laid him out and stood tall. And this has led to the announcement of a three-way match between those guys. The show also will feature Mickey James defending her Knockouts Championship against Deonna Purrazzo. It's a rematch from Bound for Glory and the first ever Women's Ultimate X match. No competitors confirmed yet, but that'll be over the next few weeks on Impact Television. WWE has postponed its tour of Canada that was scheduled to take place next month. So we were going to see an episode of SmackDown taped in Winnipeg, Raw in Edmonton, and two house shows in Regina and Saskatoon. The tour has been moved to late September and early October next year. Now, the reason for the shows being postponed hasn't been announced. Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer, has said that actually the TV tapings, the Winnipeg and Edmonton shows, had really good advance ticket sales. So it can't be due to a lack of interest from the crowd. So obviously, when we know more about it, you'll know more at cultaholic.com. Rey Fénix was absent from Dynamite this past Wednesday, and it led to some concerns about his health and availability for Triple Mania this weekend, where he's set to be in competition with his Lucha Brothers tag team partner Penta to face FTR. Dave Meltzer has confirmed that Fénix isn't injured. There's no issues with AAA. There was travel difficulties, which is why we didn't see Fénix on Wednesday night. He is good to go for Triple Mania this weekend. Congratulations to the Young Bucks. They have won the PWI Tag Team 50 for 2021. They beat out the Lucha Brothers, who are in at number 2. Dangerous Techers, Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi for number 3. The Usos are at number 4. And ALK, who are at number 5. The tag team 50 is judged on momentum, win record, chemistry, creativity, overall activity, and it factor. And you know what? It's a credit to see how many strong tag teams there are currently in wrestling. When we talk quite a lot about how there's a concern for sort of a lack of tag teams, mainly in WWE, it's great to see a list like this and go, actually, tag team wrestling as a whole is doing all right. Freddie Prinze Jr. in the news today, former WWE writer, star of I Know What You Did Last Summer, She's All That, and of course, he was Fred in Scooby-Doo. He was Ariel Helwani's guest on his show this week, and he talked about the WWE releases. Freddie Prinze Jr. said how it felt to see talent, you know, that he was a big fan of, let go. And he said, "That kind of stuff makes me want to take my finances from one idea and put them into a brand new one. which I've flirted with before, and maybe one day I'll do. When I see those releases, it makes me think about it more seriously. So Prince Jr. reveals that he certainly has flirted with the idea of running a wrestling promotion, going as far as to have conversations with TV networks, saying that he would love a local LA indie show with a small TV deal. Maybe Freddie Prinze Jr. should take a look at LA Fights that GCW is promoting. That might fit you like a glove, sir. Talking of owning wrestling promotions, a WWE Hall of Famer has bought in to the independent superstars of professional wrestling. Bushwhacker Luke is now a 50% owner of ISPW. It's run by Tommy Fierro, and he operates the whole show as well. It was a really popular East Coast indie, like during the late 90s and the early noughties, around the Attitude Era they were doing stuff, and they're still very much going. In fact, let's give a little bit of love to ISPW, now 50% owned by a bushwhacker. They're presenting Christmas Chaos next Friday in Butler, New Jersey. Crowbar and Homicide going 101. Crowbar had a great match on AEW recently, and he's proved to those who didn't know that he can still very much go. Tito Santana is hosting a figure four challenge, and Bull James, the ISPW champion, formerly Bull Dempsey in NXT, is defending it against superstar Danny Morrison, formerly Danny Doring in ECW. And Maven will be the guest referee for that match. That's ISPW, now half owned by Bushwhacker Luke. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, of course, Matthew, Jack, and Ross are back later with the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast, looking back at this week in the wrestling. Also, taking a look at your questions from the mailbag and answering the big question of the week as well. That'll be on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel a little later on today. It's Friday, which means that Andrew Hodkinson is back on Twitch. Follow, watch him from 6 Greenwich Mean Time at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Sadly, no classic SmackDown review this weekend. Unfortunately, it's been one of those weeks where we've not been able to get the schedule together to record it, but we are going to be back properly next week with a watch along of the 2001 Royal Rumble. You have got a busy schedule this weekend though on the podcast feed, because tomorrow it is myself and Cultaholic's tribal editor in chief Mitch Wadden with the Cultaholic.com Wrestling Top 10 for November. There were some big months, some big stories from the month of November. You could say it was a November to remember. And we'll go through it on the podcast feed tomorrow. And we have a special episode of Desert Island Grabs, taken over once again by Jack King. And Jack is in conversation with Man United YouTube star. You may have seen him in numerous videos all about Man United, including he was part of the True Geordie series as well. We're talking about Adam McCullough. And Adam McCullough not only is a massive fan of Man United, a passionate supporter of the Devils, but also he is a massive wrestling fan as well. And Jack and Adam get into it chatting about wrestling on the podcast feed this Sunday. Special episode of Desert Island Grabs, hosted by our very own Jack the Jobber. And I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.